in those menus, it's a security thing. Ah, man, I'm having a little bit of an asthma attack, though. Or you can delete him. Usually if I get an oddball request like that, it's like somebody I've known from the past a long time ago, I ask a few security questions, like, how do I know you, where do I know you from, type things. But, that's not just average black dude, that's an African, probably African scammer. Does it look like the person?
Yeah, I recognize him from work.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Just make your friends list disappear. It's in security settings. You go to, like, I wouldn't know how to do it without just scrolling through. But I wanted to let you know, because I've never met that person in my life. And usually if I meet them, know them a little bit, they're going to be on my friends list anyways.
Yeah, thanks. So I think I know what you're talking about. And I know there's places you can go in their security settings, and I imagine if I roll around through that, I'll discover what you're talking about, and I'll do that. But, that's unfortunate. Crapola, what I better do is I wonder one thing, if I change my password settings, if that would help right now, like the first thing to do.
I wouldn't worry about that, but I do have mine so it can get back in touch with me with my phone number, so I can override pretty much anything. But if they get in there, they can change that, I suppose, anyways, if they're smart enough, social engineering. But, I don't answer a lot of weird questions. That's why I have, hey, what's your call sign, buddy,
Right. Yeah, the guy might be legit. He might just be one of them guys who wants to pile on a bunch of friends for whatever the reason, I'm not like that. I almost very rarely, I don't even know if I've ever friend requested anybody before. People usually come to me.
Wow, aren't you highfalutin? Now, who knows? If he's not from here, I don't think he was born here with a name like that. If he's not from here, born here or anchor baby, he might not, he just might not either know the social norms or maybe if he's not in this country, maybe they get paid for it. Who knows? I don't know enough about how things work in foreign countries. I know there are certain things they can't do online.
Yeah, well, he lives here, but I should have taken notice when he was seemingly only friends. Oh, you know what it is, though? I'm mistaken. A co-friend, like somebody that I'm friends with, is what I was looking at. I'm friends with Mochi Japan. I worked with him for about 5 years. Moved back to Japan. He's friends with Mochi, so that's what I saw. I'm going to look through his friends list and see if he's friends with a lot of the other folks I worked with. That'll make me feel a little better if I see that he is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he ain't going to be able to get in and see my page. I don't know him. I've never met him. Like I said, that's not a really common name here in the States. And I don't doubt that he might have learned to speak in a language that has a lot of clicks and pops in it.
Right. No, I understand. But he lives here, or at least he did a few months ago. My point would be, I don't, if I'm friends with somebody, go through their friends list and start requesting to be friends with a bunch of people. To me, that's bizarro land. I don't know why anybody would do that. But, first thing I'll do is I'll look and see who he is friends with, and I'll feel better if there's quite a few people I've worked with, if he's friends with them. But it's, strange. I think what I'm going to do is, at the very least, I'll do like what you said, make my friend list thing kind of disappear, and also I'll go and I'll maybe change my password and all that stuff. There's something else I was going to say, but geez, this is weird, man. I've never been hacked before. Let me see. I've never been hacked before, and I've had friend requests from people that I'm already friends with. I've noticed that many times, knowing that they were hacked, and so I would, of course, not, you know, take their friend request. But this is, there might be some situation like that. That's bizarre, man. If I'm hacked, that sucks, you know, because how do I become unhacked? That's the question. How do I become unhacked?
I don't think you're hacked at all, Phil. I really don't. I would ask, your Asian buddy, the tradesman, the Japanese tradesman, and ask him if he knows him personally, or, you know, if it's, I would ask him and see what's going on with that, but I would definitely turn your friends list off, because that eliminates, you know, if you accidentally add one of those guys and you're half asleep, or girls, I mean, usually they come after me, they're little Asian, you know, Filipinas or something like that, and I made the mistake of adding one guy that's Filipino because I thought it was my buddy's father-in-law. And I asked him, I said, do you know this guy? He says, nope. He says, I don't know how he found you. You don't even have your friends list open. But it was a comment on somebody's page that was linked to him through his Filipino wife.
Got that. KDOEKEHEK. Yeah, gosh, boy, what a mess could be, you know, if it happened to be a hack job. But I see that all the time. I get some sexy woman or something like that, friend requests me, jeez. And I'll look and she'll have like two friends only or something like that. And I know that this isn't right, you know, somebody. They don't have one or two friends. I mean, there's so many obvious things like that where they try to get you to friend them. I don't know. What do people gain by hacking your Facebook, dude? But what do they gain out of that?
Social engineering. Hey, what's your kids' names? What's your dog's names? What's your password? Wait, not your password. We don't want that. You know, I mean... They just grab everything they can, and then if they can hijack anything or get into a bank account. But it's been a long time since somebody's figured out how to hack me, although it's not impossible. I'm not very bright. Hey, I'm going to get back at it, dude. I got to get these. Did you get the picture of the poles, the fiberglass sucker tubes?
Yeah, I commented on it or did a thumbs up. They look awesome, dude. Hey, the Lapeer repeater, man, I'm sure I had the right stuff in there. And once in a while, it would fire up and I'd just hear some noise coming from the damn thing. I never heard anybody speaking, but, you know, it would fire up and I'd hear the receive, but it wasn't consistent. And then once or twice, I keyed up and I pinged the repeater, you know, just to see if it would work, but most of the time it's just dead in the water. Even when I was close to Lapeer, it's bizarro, man.
They're still working some bugs out. You know, that tower folded over. It's having issues. Make sure you don't run a receive tone on your rig. You only need to transmit to key it. And then open your squelch as far as you can without having everything trip it off when you go through town.
Okay, I got you. All right, cool, man. So, all right. Well, on some of these rigs, the receive tone thing, it's like it has to be set at something. I've looked, and it's like there's nowhere where it's nothing or you know what I mean, or zero. I don't know how to, I'll have to look up how to maybe completely turn that off if it's even possible.
They're at the bottom when you're scrolling through. There's like 40-some of them. Just scroll through until you hit zero, and then, you know, and then once you hit zero, go back up click the button again, go back up to where you go to the next thing in the menu, and then it sets it, but there is a zero in the list.
Okay, I'll check that out. All right. So, okay, what do you got going on then this morning?
I'm going to try to get over here for maybe take those tubes and that. You see the stainless countertop laying behind the trailer? We went and picked that up from Jeff's.
No, I was busy with my mom and everything all yesterday. I didn't get home till late. Then Cheryl got home not too late, and I was busy doing stuff here, so I didn't notice the countertop, but I did check out the poles. They look badass, man.
30-foot, and I'm finding them brackets. Stupid price. I just got a pile of them coming from Texas, and I may make up some using that design and just go a little beefier. I got a pile of consumables for the plasma cutter, so and I got some plates still over at Jeff's that I got to throw in the trailer too, so I could make some beefier ones to hold those poles. But my buddy Dan hooked me up with that pile of T-poles.
That's cool. All right, man, I'll let you go, and I'm going to get my behind busy and try to figure out this Facebook thing. So, all right, man, you have a good morning. I'll catch up with you later. KBOOEKHEK Clear.
It's nice being able to get on the radio and actually do a no-holds-barred conversation with something like that going on with your phone, right? I don't think you're hacked. I just think somebody got overly zealous with their friendship, or, it's just one of those things, like you said. Usually it's that pretty girl that's got about two posts, a brand shiny new picture she just stole off somebody, and generally what you find out is those are African scammers in the pirate villages along the southern Cape of Africa. They're trying to fish you for some money or something. So, you know, they're not even girls, you know. So at least that's a name you recognize, and hopefully that's what it is. I would ask your little Asian tradesman buddy there that worked with you in the shop, setting dies or whatever, or repairing them, if they know them personally. But good luck with it. Let me know how it goes. KB8OOE.
Okay, Mike. 73 KEHEK Clear.